The United States Open Golf Championship begins this morning in California. It's at Torrey Pines Municipal Golf Course in San Diego, one of the better-known courses in the country. Angel Cabrera is the defending champion, and the people paying attention will include commentator John Feinstein. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Can we start with one particular group of three players who will be playing together the first couple rounds?
Well, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Adam Scott, the top three players in the world. And this is not only unusual, it's unique for a major championship to have the top three players in the world paired together the first 2 days. But the USGA likes to do different things with its pairings. It's not locked into a computer the way the PGA Tour is. For years, David Fay, who's now the executive director, when he did the pairings, would take the three worst people he thought were in the tournament and pair them together. And the players
would arrive. You mean like the meanest, nastiest?
Yes, yes. There was a phrase used to describe the pairing that I can't say on the radio. So they have something of a sense of humor. They can be a little off the wall. They decided to pair the top 12 players, actually, together the first two rounds at four threesomes. And we'll see how it goes. But the idea of Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson playing together is certainly intriguing to everybody.
And you're going to have giant crowds following them from the very first hole.
Oh, only about 90% of the crowd out there will probably be trying to follow that group. You're right.
I imagine so. But, of course, the question is, are they really going to have the winner on Sunday come out of that group of three?
Well, the odds are no, actually, because if you pick two players against the field or three players against the field, you're usually better off picking the field. Now, having said that, normally people will pick Tiger Woods against the field, but Tiger has not played in a golf tournament since the Masters. He had knee surgery the day after. He had hoped to come back in time to play in the Memorial 2 weeks ago. The knee wasn't ready for it. And neither he nor I nor you nor anybody else knows how the knee is going to hold up over the next 4 days and where his golf game will be after being off for 9 weeks.
Do you know how Mickelson's going to hold up?
Well, physically, I would assume he'll hold up fine. He won at the Colonial a couple weeks ago. He's playing very well. Like Tiger Woods, he's very familiar with Torrey Pines, having grown up in San Diego. But this isn't your grandmother's Torrey Pines. The USGA always goes in and redesigns golf courses before they play an Open there for the first time. They have a guy named Reese Jones, who's called the Open Doctor, an architect who changes the course over. It's the longest U.S. Open course in history, over 7,600 yards. And even Mickelson, who never criticizes anyone or anything, called one of the new tees terrible on the 13th hole. So it's a very different golf course than the one where they hold the San Diego Open every year, which Tiger's won 6 times there and Phil Mickelson has won 3 times there.
I'm just trying to make sure that people understand 7,600 yards. The golf course that I would normally go out and play and the tees from which I would play it might be
More than 1,000 yards shorter.
Yeah, like a good deal shorter. I mean, like 20% shorter, maybe.
Yes.
One other thing, John, if you were to wander away from those top 12 players in their groups in the first couple of days and look at one of the other players in the field, who would you be looking at?
Well, that's a really good question. Nobody was thinking Angel Cabrera last year or Jeff Ogilvie 2 years ago or Michael Campbell 3 years ago, and they're the last three Open champions. The Open tends to produce no-name, so to speak, champions. One guy you might look at is Pat Perez, who grew up at Torrey Pines. His father was the starter there, and he knows the golf course probably better than anyone in the field. He's never won on the PGA Tour, but he's come close. And with the familiarity of the golf course and the hometown fans behind him, if he gets in contention, maybe he can make a run on Sunday.
Commentator John Feinstein, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.